2 weeks ago, there was one idea in the homily that struck a chord with many of us, and that is the idea of taking ourselves too seriously. So we take ourselves too seriously when, for example, we take failure too hard, when we make a mistake and keep on thinking about it, when we can no longer rejoice in the good things around us, when we feel that the health of our family, the good of our family, it depends all on us. When we get discouraged by having the same sins for years, even though we're making improvement. When we're too concerned about what other people think about our appearance. And when we expect the homily to be perfect. That one's mine. So what is the common theme in taking ourselves too seriously? It's that the focus is all on ourselves. So God expects us to love ourselves. We are supposed to take care of ourselves. But we're not the center of the universe. You're not the center of the universe. God is. We're celebrating today, as I said before Mass, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And the liturgy keeps on telling us, focus on God, which means stop focusing on ourselves. So the very first prayer at Mass, which I told you about last week, is called the Entrance Antiphon. It says this, blessed be God. Blessed be God the Father. And the only begotten Son of God, and also the Holy Spirit, for he has shown us his merciful love. So this is what life is all about. This is what we should be focused on all day. So we have to start changing our attitude, but also our behavior. Let's look at the text of the responsorial psalm, which we just sung. There are five lines here, and I want you to look for the common themes. So I'll read it. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and blessed is your glorious and holy name. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, and to be extolled and highly glorified forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, and to be extolled and highly exalted forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne on the cherubim. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, to be sung and glorified forever. So what are the common themes, the common words? Blessed, glorify, extol, sing. Now those words are very important because for those of us who take ourselves too seriously, we don't use them a lot in our prayer. What does our prayer usually sound like? God, why is this happening? God, this is too hard. God, can you please help that person get their lives together? All this. Where's the praise? So, of course, we've talked about before, we should be lamenting to God. We should be complaining in a holy way to him because we expect him to save us. He's our Father. But where's the praise? Now, even more interesting about this psalm is where it's taken from in the Bible. So this psalm is taken from Daniel chapter 3, the book of the prophet Daniel chapter 3. And in this episode, what's happening is there are three young men. They are thrown into a life-size furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar orders them to worship a false god, and they will not. They refuse. So as punishment, they get executed. They get thrown into a life-sized furnace, and they're burning to death. And it records that they had this long prayer while they were in the furnace. And what's amazing about that prayer is it's 60 verses long. It's very long in the Bible. The first one-third, they say that they accept this execution as a punishment for their sins. Responsible. That's wonderful. And then they ask for help. They do ask God to rescue them, but very short. But the last two-thirds of their prayer is all about praising God. So maybe the next time we're in pain or life is overwhelming us, we could spend two-thirds of our prayer praising God. What does it mean to praise God? The definition from the Catechism says, praise is the form of prayer which recognizes that God is God. It lauds God. Laud is just another word for praise. It lauds God for his own sake and gives him glory simply because he is. So it's not gratitude. Gratitude is when we thank God for giving us something. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about praising God just because he's good, because he's wonderful. So could we spend more of our time, more of our attention just focusing on God? Could we do that more during the day? Because that's what the Blessed Trinity does. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're always giving of themselves to the other person. They're always focused on the other person. Could we spend more of our day just being aware that they're always loving? That's who the Holy Trinity is. So praise is all about God. This is really wonderful. But there's a fundamental problem in all of us, a deeply rooted problem in all of us, is that we are selfish. We're very selfish. So very few people will ever praise God just because he deserves it. The reality is that almost all of us, we go to God, we turn to God, we kind of give our lives to God when we need help. It's kind of sad, but it's true. It's only after a long time of spiritual growth and purification of the heart that we start to praise God, like we say in the Mass. When I say, let us give thanks to the Lord our God, you say it is right and just. Whoever praises God, just because it's right and just, that comes with time, but we're going to get there. How do we get there? We have to start motivating ourselves to praise God where it becomes a part of ourselves, and then we will start doing it more for his sake than for ours. So, if we're going to get there, let's start reminding ourselves, praise is also good for ourselves. There are benefits for ourselves. Father Robert Spitzer, the great Jesuit intellectual, a hero of mine, he says 9 things happen to us when we praise God. He says, when we praise God, it gives us delight. These are focusing on the one we love. It also puts our universe in order, brings us peace, purifies our desires. Because when we do the most important thing, everything else falls into place. Helps us see the places where we need forgiveness and light. So once we're aware of God, we see what separates ourselves from him. Helps us to recognize what we have to be grateful for. Because when our hearts and minds are in relation to God, they're in a good place. We're very thankful. Allows the Beatitudes to flow freely from us. Jesus gave us 8 Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are just conditions of love, and they are expressions of love. And so when we're close to God, those 8 expressions of love, they just start flowing through us. Transforms us in the heart of Christ, because praising God makes us more like Christ. And finally, it makes us free to act in accordance with God's love. Okay, I want to add just 5 other benefits of praise. First, when we praise God, we remember that he's acting. A lot of the time, we can go through our day forgetting that God is working. God is always loving. And so if ever you make a mistake, don't let it discourage you, because God brings good out of evil. That's his specialty. Second, when we praise God, we remember that he forgets our sins once they're confessed and once they're forgiven. A lot of us, we think about our sins too much. If they're from the past, we can let them demoralize us. Now, it's a good thing if you remember your sins so that you don't repeat them. It's bad if you let them discourage you from becoming a saint. So praise God, and when you do, you'll remember. No, if you've confessed your sins, he's forgotten them. Third, Father Jacques Philippe, this great spiritual author, he says, very often when we make mistakes and when we sin, we get really bothered by it. But he says it's not because we have a really pure heart, because we're so afraid or we're so disappointed that we offended God. He said it's usually because of our pride. We realize that we're not as holy as we are. But when we praise God, we realize, no, if I reach sanctity, it won't be through my own strength. It will be through him. So eventually I will get there and I won't be discouraged. Fourth, when we praise God, we stop expecting perfection right away. A lot of us procrastinate because we're afraid of making mistakes. Stop that. Just praise God. He's the only one who's perfect. Just get started. If it's not perfect, don't worry. Let God perfect it. Your job is just to do your best. And finally, fifth, when we praise God, we lose our Messiah complex. A lot of us think that our family depends all on us, and our ministry depends all on us. So people with a Messiah complex, they don't ignore God. It's just that they make him the co-pilot. They become the pilot in their lives. And rather than fitting themselves into God's plan, they fit God into their plan. But when we praise God, we're going to lose that Messiah complex. We're still very important. We're so important that the gospel says today, Jesus, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. So we should take life seriously. You only have one shot. And Jesus says we have to believe in him. We have to change our lives. We have to repent. But again, we're still not the center of the universe. The opening prayer that we pray just after the Gloria, it's officially called the Collect. It says this, we prayed this. Grant that we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful and majesty. We're actually just asking there that we can praise God, because praise is a gift. So we have to ask God, can you please help me? So very simple prayer. You should really try this. You should literally say, Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, help me to praise you. I know I will receive benefits from it, but I don't want to do it for that reason. I want to do it simply because you're good. So I'll give you a few ways of doing this practically. Every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m., we have praise and worship adoration. You can join us online or here in person every Wednesday, 7:30. And one of the beautiful things about doing Eucharistic adoration is that when you look at the Eucharist in the monstrance, you can just look at Jesus and love him and stop going to prayer with an agenda. A lot of us go to prayer with an objective, always trying to receive something. So we want to try not make that so dominant. Just go to adoration just to praise him. Another one, start your prayer with praise. So we worked on this 3 years ago, and I challenged all of you, can you change the way you pray spontaneously? So typically someone will do this. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank you for the weather. Thank you for this and that. Thank you. They always go to thanks. That's not bad. That's good. But you can make it better. You can start by, Lord, I praise you because you're good, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're all powerful. So try this. When you pray, don't do the gratitude. Don't do the thanksgiving right away. And don't ask for something. Start with the praise. 3 years ago when we did this, I noticed a lot of improvement, a lot of just deepening of spirituality. Because it's very strange when we hear someone pray and they don't praise God. Finally, let's say for the next 7 days in your morning and evening prayer, just insert a prayer of praise wherever you like, however you like. Just insert it in there. So see what happens when you do that. And then tell someone about it. Share how good it was. There was once a 17-year-old genius who was also a narcissist, meaning he's obsessed with himself. Every time he made the slightest mistake, he would have great stress. And one time during a high school presentation, he mispronounced a word. And someone came up to him after and he said, you pronounce spectroscopy a spectroscopy 3 times. Got into a panic. He even started having suicidal thoughts. And I say that jokingly because the person who shared the story says it jokingly. Can you believe it? Such an exaggerated response. Of course we can believe it because we all do it ourselves. And that person is Father Robert Spitzer, because he was a narcissist like all of us. But those years of praising God have slowly transformed his heart, and he's learned to accept his imperfections. And finally, I want to end with a short video, 30 seconds. It's a compilation of 3 saints who didn't take themselves too seriously. The first one is Saint John Paul I, and he's laughing. He's laughing because the day after he got elected Pope, he says he wasn't expecting it. Second is Saint John Paul II at a youth event. He can't stop laughing. And third is Venerable Fulton Sheen. I think this is during the 50s when he was on NBC primetime, and he's giving a catechesis, and he says he can't remember how to spell a word, so he's just laughing about it. These 3 holy men took life seriously, and they tried to avoid sin at all costs, but their focus was on God.
Ieri mattina io sono andato alla Sistina a votare tranquillamente. Mai avrei immaginato quello che stava per succedere.
You know, I actually didn't spell that thing out because I don't remember whether it was 1 or 2 L's. Well, I'll leave it that way. It's much better.